All right. Hello and welcome to Pack Tactics Season 2. This is a homebrew 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons campaign setting with all kobolds all the time. With me are some fantastic people. We have Chris, Ellie, Io, Jen, and Cindy. And where we left off last time, the kobold party has traveled halfway across the continent to speak with the leading council for the Temple of Bahamut, the oldest temple of Bahamut, and for the longest time, the only Temple of Bahamut on the continent. And some origin stories were revealed for how two of the party started following in one way, shape, or form Bahamut. And afterwards, and now we're getting to the new stuff, the three Dragonborn that are on the council, two paladins and a cleric, start talking amongst themselves about what this might mean for the parishioners and Bahamut's teachings and how they've changed recently over the past 15 years or so, and everyone roll a con save.
Okay. I've rolled a 2, and constitution is plus 2.
10.
I got an 18.
20, not natural.
Okay, Zeely is able to stay awake. Cindy is able to... Not Cindy. There is no Cindy. There is only Marwise. Marwise is able to stay awake. With a 2, Gox is snoring. I will let you decide the volume.
Loud.
And sort of like leaning over to the side on Sox, who is mm-hmm. not snoring but also unconscious.
Okay.
And Daldane is kind of leaning against Fennec Sr., who Fennec Sr. is also doing quite well. And there's some loud throat cleaning, clearing rather, and they're like, yes.
Zeely nudges Gox.
Does it work? Do I have to roll for that?
I'll let you RP this. I'm not going to require additional rolls for this.
Okay. He kind of wakes up and blinks and tries to remember why he's here. Gives Zeely a confused look. What are we doing?
So, one of the Dragonborn guards outside is called in to escort you somewhere where you might be able to rest. After all, you've had a very busy journey to get here, and it's possible that one long rest was not enough for you to fully recuperate. They have some internal dealings to discuss and some questions to ask Fennec Sr. Now that he's here in person, so they are happy to escort you somewhere else where you might be able to not distract them with your snoring. All right, so one of the guards comes in. It is this particular one is a red dragonborn wearing plate, and he motions for you to follow him.
Okay, off we go.
Okay.
All right.
He starts leading you down the hallways, and Sox, you have a passive perception of 20, if I remember correctly.
Yes, but I'm assuming in my head canon I'm still out cold and Gox is carrying.
That'll do. Okay.
That's fine. So
that'll do. Yep.
So everyone who is not Sox, give me a perception check.
Okay. I've got a 9, and perception is plus 0, so I have a 9.
Okay, so I got a 14.
I just realized I rolled a d10 for my con save.
That is not the correct dice.
perception rolls, right.
Save us, Zeely. You are our only hope.
If your only hope is Zeely making a perception roll...
There's still a 1 out of 20 chance.
Sure.
7. Zeely continues to roll very low on perception rolls.
You don't really have to notice something to obliterate it with a fireball.
Daldane nudges Sox and says, hey, wake up, we need
Paler, what?
No, I'm joking.
Quick, wake up, we need to roll a perception check for us.
Right.
The DM has hinted that it's important, but all of us have failed, so we don't know.
Did I fall asleep?
I think we all fell asleep. I don't know. I was asleep.
Nice dream.
In my head canon, Gox is still carrying socks.
Yes.
I can walk
over
now.
His shoulder.
Right. Okay, that's how he carries them. So he carries all of the kobolds right over his shoulder.
Yeah, so anyone talking to Sox is actually behind Gox and talking to Gox's back.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. I'll put you down. I pick him up and I put him on the ground next to me.
Okay. Sox, you don't recognize the hallway that you're in right now.
Where are we?
We're in a hallway and we're following that guy. And I point at the dragonborn ahead of us.
Oh. Okay.
Yes. Why? Break the switches.
All right. So I guess we keep following.
Okay. As you continue to walk down this hallway, Sox, with your... Well, as you wipe the sleep out of your eyes, you are aware that someone is also following behind you. You can hear the footsteps. They're trying... It's hard to notice, but you can tell that they are following you because they're trying to keep pace with you and have their footsteps be when your footsteps hit the ground. Which is weird because Dragonborn tend to have much longer legs, so they're not doing a perfect job of it.
I've got my... he folds his arms, points one of his fingers at Daldane, casts message. I'll be 2 seconds. And he sleeks away stealthily as he can to try and not be seen, to see who this person or...
That would be a stealth check.
That is a 20.
I heard a 2.
25.
That is much higher than 2.
Yeah, I have a 13 modifier. It's not going to ever be a 2.
Well, it is also higher than what I rolled with the modifier that I get to add to it. And I have a small cat that's on his back and still trying to attack me. Because I'm not giving him enough chin scritches, apparently. So you peek around a corner real quick at a spot where the hallway is a bit longer after there's a turn. And you see another plate-wearing dragonborn walking down the hallway. And they don't seem to have noticed you. They are doing very short steps. And they have like their head cocked slightly so that they're trying to make sure they listen to the footsteps so that they're timing theirs with yours. Or with the party's.
So, extra guard.
They appear to be. They are wearing the same stylized armor that all the other guards that you've seen on the temple grounds are wearing.
Okay. I walk out in front of them. You know, if you're going to sneak on us, at least make it easy to tell. It means make it hard to tell you're sneaking.
I have to look something up real quick.
Uh-oh.
Why would you say uh-oh?
I was going to say, it's a monk. I'm fine. I'm good. I have many ways to get out of this.
This is true.
Okay, make a charisma save.
Okay, maybe not. Get out of it. Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad. 17.
A 17?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know he just tried to cast a spell on you. You don't know what it was, but you know you resisted it.
Rude. And I click my bit, say, speed together, and book it towards the other guard.
Okay. Are you trying to be stealthy as you book it?
No, I'm running. I'm running towards the guard that is escorting my friends. And someone tried to cast a spell on me. Someone tried to cast...
What? Why?
Who?
Dragonborn down there. Dragonborn down.
What? I stop and turn
around. The
guard that's
been escorting you immediately turns and draws his sword and is looking down the hallway.
Yeah, I'm going to turn and look down the hallway as well and get my battle axe ready just in case. Try to get in front of all the other kobolds.
If he's still there, if I can still see him and he's still there, how far away was he from us? Like, was it?
You had to go around a corner to get into line of sight with this guy. He is still around the other side of the corner, so none of you have line of sight to him, but you're not very far away from that corner.
As I've seen him pull his sword, I turn back around the corner. If he's still there, Tasha's hideous laughter.
Okay, you don't see the one that cast the spell on you. The only dragonborn you see in this hallway is the one who's been escorting you. He drew his sword when you yelled out that someone had tried to cast a spell on you. And he's looking down towards the corner that you came around.
Who? Where?
This way.
There are two dragonborn that have been seen in this hallway. They're both dressed as guards. Your initial assumption is that they are guards. Although one of them tried to cast a spell, they are around the corner and none of you have line of sight. The one you do have line of sight in is the one that was told to escort you somewhere safe and maybe somewhere less boring. And he drew the sword when it was yelled out that you were under attack.
Is there like footprints? Is there anything that can tell me where he's...
These are stone floors.
Can I listen to try and hear his footfalls?
You most certainly can attempt it.
Perception?
Probably.
Okay. That was a 18.
You don't hear any footfalls coming your way. But everyone make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
Target number is 17.
Remember, Jen, you have advantage.
Oh, okay. I've rolled a 10.
I rolled a 3. I mean, I didn't roll a 3. I rolled a 2. But it's a 3.
Okay. So what does advantage mean? Roll twice?
Roll twice, take the higher number.
Okay.
I rolled a 25.
Oh, I've got a 19.
16 both times.
Oh, no.
Actually, I've got a 19 plus 2 dexterity. Roll twice.
So I got a 25, so if it's a damage thing, I take no damage.
So I got a 10.
Okay. So,
Oh, wait, we all have advantage.
Mm-hmm.
No, Jen has advantage because she's a barbarian.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. I
spent inspiration to get advantage.
Oh, okay.
11. Oh, wait, no. I took a moment to get that. Right, no, it's a 3. Okay, I don't have advantage, it's a 3. I'm sorry, I'm not very with it.
That's okay. I'm not either.
You think I am? here's what's going to happen. Those of you who are high-level monks and slash rogues who have evasion, so you're able to avoid taking all damage, that's fine. At high level, you get to do special things, and that's a thing you can do, and that's awesome. So you're going to do sort of like a duck and roll type thing when you notice that the spell is going off, or this ability that's going off, and you are able to avoid it altogether because you made your save. Everyone else is going to be taking fire damage from a magical green flame that starts appearing below your feet. Some of you are able to avoid it a little bit more by making a save. Some of you are going to be a bit more fine because you've got resistance to fire-based attacks.
Which I've got.
Jen got fire resistance. And has resistance. She just takes half of the half.
There we go. All right. So the amount of damage that you're taking if you don't have any resistances and fail the save is 18 damage. And you are also poisoned for 1 minute.
Resistance won't help with the poison.
It does help with the damage, though. So if you have resistance and you made your save, you're only taking 4 points of damage.
I'm not going to spend the sorcery point. I will take the damage.
Okay.
How much damage did I take?
Well, you have resistance from your armor. And
oh, right, yeah.
What was your roll for the save? Did you make it or not?
19.
So you made the save.
Plus 2 for dexterity. Yeah, okay.
So you're taking mine. 4 points of damage. Just
okay. Me. Somebody put that. I'm going to screw it up.
That will have to be me. Hold on.
Yeah. Sorry. I know I'm going to mess up numbers today. Okay,
this is not showing the temporary hit points that Daldane gave everyone. There we go. I refresh it. It is now. Okay, never mind.
Okay, good. Yeah, do that then.
Okay, so you still have 10 temporary hit points left.
Okay.
Yeah, because Daldane is very inspiring. Yay. And your leader. She is an inspiring leader.
She is an inspiring leader.
Yes. Inspired you to take less damage from green flames underneath you. And looking through this. Yeah, so if you failed the save, whether or not you took lots of damage, you are considered poisoned for 1 minute. And that basically means that you're going to be rolling at disadvantage for anything you roll a d20 for, if I remember correctly. That's what that does. And looking at this, I got to read the rest of this ability to make sure I'm saying it right. Oh, this doesn't say anything about taking half damage. So if you made the save, you didn't take any damage at all.
Okay, I think I can fix it. I think I can fix that. Let's see. No, I can't. I don't know. I know it was at 14.
Let's not worry about it for now.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, there will be other amounts of damage that take place, and we'll worry about that then. Okay?
Okay.
So this green fire appeared underneath you. It is clearly not natural. It is magical in some way, shape, or form. And a bunch of you just took damage from it, and some of you are poisoned. At this point, let's roll for initiative.
All right. I've got four plus two. Oh, that's a good question.
Jen, you have advantage on initiative.
Oh, yeah. All right. Now I got a 13 plus two. 15, I think?
15, yep.
Okay, that's what I got.
I rolled a 21.
All right, so with disadvantage, I got 18.
I don't think we have disadvantage on initiative.
I'm poisoned.
Yeah, I checked its attack rolls and ability things. Initiative isn't mentioned.
Initiative as an ability.
Is the odd duck out because you're using a d20, but there's no such thing as crits, a success or failure. And it's immune from other things, too.
And in that case, I still got 18 because that was the first of the two rolls.
9.
And 12 for me.
So, Sox 21, Marwise 18. What was Gox's roll?
15.
All right, I have an initiative order. Sox, what do you want to do?
Do I see where that came from?
Give me a perception check for this.
19. Keep rolling under 10.
It came from below you.
Below us?
The fire appeared at your feet. The reason I had you roll this time is since your passive perception is 20, if the target number is 20 or lower, I'm not having you roll. If it's above that, I am.
Okay, fair. Okay, bits of speed are still active, so I'm going to... right, hold on. How much movement do I have? Right, so I've got 90 base with a bit of speed. Can I run down the corridor where I knew he was and try and see if I can...
You can try, sure.
Okay, so I'll...
So you run down the corridor...
Spend about half of it. Spend about half of the movement to see if I can see him down that corridor.
Yeah, he's there, and he looks like he's angry, and there's a pretty good chance that he is actively attempting to come around the corner, but he rolled lower than you in the initiative because everyone rolls lower than you in the initiative.
Sorry. Okay, how far away from him am I?
Well, you just ran up to the corner, so now you're within 10 feet of him, maybe 5.
Okay.
Like, if you stay where you are, you are going to be dodging things when it's his turn.
Okay, I'm going up to him, and I'm going to use my dagger and do two strikes on him.
Okie doke.
17 to hit.
A 17 bounces off this thing's plate armor.
Okay, second attack. Better, 21 to hit.
A 21 will hit.
Okay, key point for stunning strike. It's a... What is it? I keep forgetting the... DC 14 con save.
Yeah, that's a failure.
Nice. Okay, so he takes 9 points of piercing damage. Spend another key point for Flurry of Blow, and I'll do 2 unarmed strikes on him with advantage. That's a 25 to hit.
That'll hit.
And 24 to hit for the second.
That'll also hit.
I don't get my sneak attack because it's an unarmed strike. So it's just 2d6 for the...
Also, so that's... it has to be an attack where you have advantage for some reason.
Yes, but I did have advantage because he's stunned.
Oh, that's right. How long does the stun last?
Until the end of my next turn.
Ooh.
So 5 plus... What's my unarmed? Plus 5. So 15 points of bludgeoning. And I'll just scream at the top of my lungs, he's around here, he's around
here. Okay, he's a little bit more battered than he was before. And next up in the initiative order is going to be Marwise. And I'm very happy that this is a battle where we're not starting with Marwise being incapacitated in some way, shape, or form.
Oh. Marwise gets to do something.
All right.
And they stun, so everything you guys do.
Marwise goes to an alternate plane of reality. No, joking. Joking.
And he's stunned, so if you're poisoned, it's just a straight roll.
All right, so...
Also, if you're within the radius, we get pack tactics, which would cancel out the disadvantage.
Yeah, the only bad news is that advantage does not stack. So you can't say, I get double advantage because I ran over to stand next to Sox while they're stunned, so I get to roll advantage. No, you don't get to do that. But advantage will cancel out the other thing. So with that said, right now, Sox is the only one who can see this as a Dragonborn because he had not had a chance to come around the corner yet. So Marwise, if you want to be able to have line of sight with the other Dragonborn, you are going to have to run up to where Sox is.
Yeah, that's just about what I was going to ask about. Do I have enough... Exactly how far away is this corner? Like, can I
it's a 15
move up to
stretch.
Be where I could see and maybe see be behind Gox and still cast a spell?
I will allow that.
All right, so yep, I'm going to move around the corner to where I can see the attacker. I'll let Gox be in front of me. And I think I'll cast my go-to of spiritual weapon.
Yeah.
Dragonborn, will it blend?
Oh, no.
Best I think I'll splurge a fourth level spot on this to give it a little more damage. All right, and so it gets to attack at a plus 7. Does a 15 hit?
A 15 will not hit. It bounces off the armor.
All right, I think that's my turn then.
Okie doke. Next up is going to be Gox's turn.
Okay, so I would like to rage to start with, because this thing threw fire at my friends. And then I'm going to... Is this thing wearing a helmet?
You don't know. You can't see it.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go around the corner and then look and see it's wearing a helmet.
Okay, give me a second here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you run around the corner, and you see that it is wearing a kind of helmet, but it's... It's stylized armor that is designed to make the dragon head of a dragonborn look a bit more impressive. Your thoughts on the matter is it doesn't look like it's more than a decoration. You could slice right through that neck pretty easily. That's how you know they're dead.
Yep, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to aim for its head. Okay, let's see. So I roll... okay, that's a 16 on the dice.
And with your modifier, that's going to take it over the target number. Yes, you hit.
Okay, I hit. So then I roll a D. It's a D8, I think. Let me go find it. D10, because I'm double. Yeah, D10. Okay.
Like double-handed.
Yeah. All right, let me find the D10. There it is. Okay. I got a 3, and then I get radiant damage. That's a 2. And that's my first hit. So
okay, so our resident maths expert for barbarian damage, how much is that?
Oh, sorry. I see what I put in chat?
Yeah.
I just realized something. So I have an existential crisis here.
Oh, sorry.
What was
I rolled a 3 and then a 2 for radiant damage.
Okay, so that's 3 plus goes up to 6 goes up to 8 slashing. It is a plus 6. So it's a 2 for your radiant.
Uh-huh.
So it goes 8 radiant. 8 and 8.
Okie doke. Let me make a notation here.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm having an existential crisis.
Oh. All right, and I get a second hit, right?
Yeah, you get a second attack.
Uh-huh. Okay, do it again. That one was a 6. It didn't go so well. Can I re-roll that or no?
Do you still have, inspiration.
I do. I'm going to use inspiration.
No, wait.
Right?
You didn't get poisoned, so you have advantage anyway.
So I can roll a second time?
Yeah.
All right, doing
tactics,
that.
Roll credits.
Yeah. I got the same number, so I've missed, I think, with okay. that.
Well, it is the Dragonborn turn. So Stunny McStunnerson contemplates his life choices.
I'm very quickly just going to double check about stunning strike.
Okay.
Stunned until the end of your next turn. Yes. Because I wasn't 100%, but I was pretty confident. So yeah.
Okay, Daldane and Zeely, give me a Constitution saving throw.
Okay.
That's a dirty 20.
26.
Okay, you both make the save, which means you are going to take 7 points of fire damage each, because the guard who was protecting you has just breathed fire at you.
Oh, no.
Aren't you resistant to fire damage?
I'm resistant to fire damage for an hour if I spend the sorcery point.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not sure I can do it. I'm not sure I can actually do it as a reaction. In that case, I cast Absorb Elements.
Okay.
All right. So that's 4 or 5 points? Four points of fire damage?
The amount of damage that you would be taking normally because you made the save would be 7. I don't know what Absorb Elements does specifically because I don't have the spell in front of me.
Oh, gives me resistance.
Okay, so half of 7, rounding down, would be 3.
Okay, yeah, sorry, I somehow heard 9.
I said 9 and immediately corrected myself. I was looking at a different ability.
Oh, okay, sorry.
No, my fault. I said the wrong number first. All right, so that's the Dragonborn turn. Next up is Daldane. You are slightly on fire.
Only slightly.
You're still alive and not badly burned. I should specify that the hallway is, in fact, a bit too narrow to turn anyone into a Tyrannosaurus.
Yeah. So the Dragonborn who was escorting us specifically breathed fire at us.
Well, there's no one else in this hallway but you and him. The other one is around the corner.
Okay, I'm just making sure that we weren't collateral damage.
You could try asking him, but he's currently... he looks like he's had a very spicy meal recently.
And he's got the same armor that the other guy does.
Both of the Dragonborn you've seen in this hallway... Actually, no, you haven't seen the other Dragonborn. You don't know about them. This Dragonborn that was escorting you was one of the two that was guarding the door to the chamber where we ended the last session.
I keep forgetting that spell doesn't do what I think it does.
I hate when that happens. That, as a DM, that has ruined my plans on more than one occasion.
Now I can't find the spell that I want to cast. I'm going to use the Doss Loot to cast Protection from Poison on myself.
Good plan.
And I'm going to use a bonus action to give Bardic Inspiration to...
Oh, thank you.
So you have 1d10 that you can add to an ability check, attack roll, or saving throw.
Thank you.
I love that pretty much every class, when it gets to high levels, like 10 and over, feels like they should be totally broken, but they're all broken, so it's balanced. It's egalitarian. Everyone is overpowered, so no one. Oh no, it's syndrome. Never mind about that. Okay, Zeely, it's your turn.
You're slightly
on fire. You are disturbingly used to this.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be the first time. I probably shouldn't cast Investiture of Flame inside the building.
Where you are now, you're kind of in the basement of it. The walls, ceiling, and floor are all made of stone. Every now and then you pass a door frame that was made of wood, but it doesn't look like fire would spread very far in here. I'm sorry I talked over you.
Well, in that case, Zeely is now a lot more on fire. And is also going to head towards the one who was casting spells, so around the corner.
All right. That's going to invoke an attack of opportunity. So let's figure this out. Does a 19 hit you?
Is that at disadvantage?
Why would it be at disadvantage?
Because I have a Cloak of Displacement.
Ah. Well, I rolled again and got the same number.
A 19 is going to hit.
Okay. You are taking 11 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
Plus 3 points of fire damage.
I'm currently immune to fire damage.
Okay. So, 11 points
of Investiture of Flame.
And 3 points of Oh, that's a soothing sensation. It cauterizes the wound for you. All right, so that was an attack of opportunity. You run up to the corner, and you can see this other dragonborn who's dressed the exact same way as the first one, who looks like he just took a bit of a beating, kind of stunned. What do you do?
Let's just keep going for him.
Does Zili have more things that she can do, or was that her turn?
I guess I could cast a quickened spell. You're right.
Well, yeah. If you want to hold off on that, you can. It's your character. I just want to know if we're moving on to the next character in the initiative order.
Sorry, I forgot I could quicken things. I'm out of it. I do that a lot. I shouldn't forget, but yeah. Anyway, I'm going to cast a quickened firebolt at the stunned guy.
All right.
As a point, Zeely's amazing spellcasting is why Sox is an arcane trick.
That's probably not going to hit.
I don't have Discord in front of everything else I'm doing, so.
12.
12. No, 12 is not going to hit, unfortunately. It goes careening off the wall and bounces a few times going down the hallway.
Well, at least this one didn't end up in orbit.
I forgot about that.
It canon-wise, yep. It's still there, okay?
What do we name it? Zeely Star? Something like that. Yeah.
Every 10 years, it appears over Coombridge in an alignment. All the kobolds come out at night to stare up at it and go, ooh. And on that day, a weaned kobold sorcerer is born. Moving on. Next up, we're going to the top of the initiative order. We've got Sox again.
So I don't know that any of this is happening behind me.
Well, you around the corner, spiritual weapon appear, and your passive perception is high enough that you know that two people ran up to help you.
No, that part I know. The stuff around the corner with the other guard, not a...
I would argue that the use of a breath weapon made of fire does have audible components.
Okay.
Though, to be fair, some of the audible components sound kind of like Zeely.
I'm going to go for the guy that we're standing on at the minute and try and... How's he looking, by the way? Is he okay?
He looks like you've punched him in the face a few times, but he doesn't look like he's bloodied or anything.
Okay. Two strikes with a dagger of venom.
Okay. And it takes a full action to use the venom, right?
Yes, which is why I haven't done it.
Okay.
First is a 22 to hit.
That's a hit.
Second is a 23.
That will also be a hit.
I think it was Zeely that gave me this dagger, and I appreciate it so much. Oh, typically I rolled low. 20 points of piercing for the two strikes to get.
Okay.
That was with sneak attacks. That's why it's disappointing. There was a lot of ones and twos. Then I'm going to... dump a key point.
To add insult into injury.
Oh, that's a good point. Stunning strike again. No, thank you for reminding.
Keep mouth shut.
Dump a key point for another stunning strike on the hit. 14 con.
Well, I rolled higher than last time, but that's not high enough. That's an 8 on the die.
Okay, then I'll do another flurry of blows with another. First is a 13 plus 9.
To hit? That would be high enough.
Seconds. Oh, might not hit. That's a 15 for the second.
Second one, you hit the breastplate, and there's a metallic clang, and your hand kind of stings a little bit.
Okay.
Not enough to mean anything game mechanics-wise, but you feel like you just punched a wall.
That's fine. Then that is 7 points of bludgeoning for the one unarmed.
Okie doke.
And I feel like... my brother and keep forgetting your name. Marwise. Keep my brother Marwise got this, so I'll reuse my movement to go around the corner and see what's going on with the other.
Okay. And you don't have to travel far to go around the corner. As soon as you go around the corner, you see Daldane and the other dragonborn. Daldane is slightly on fire.
Use the rest of the movement to just go up to this guy. And that's my turn.
Okay. Next up will be Marwise.
All right. Let's see, how many of my party members are within 30 feet?
Me.
All of them.
I think.
Do they need to be within line of sight? Actually, no. For where you are, everyone's in line of sight because you're in the corner and you positioned yourself behind Socks. So you are in that wonderful little overlap in the Venn diagram where you can see down both hallways. You can see all of your friends, and they are all within 30 feet.
All right. So, in that case, I'm going to cast a Bless on everyone. And I'm going to use a higher level spell slot to make sure I can apply to the entire party member. The entire party. So everyone gets an extra D4 on their attack rolls for now.
Nice.
And then I'm going to make another attack with my spiritual weapon. Between the bless and the natural attack, that's a total of 11. Only got a 14 this time.
Not quite there, unfortunately.
And I think that's my turn.
Okie doke. Next up is going to be Gox.
Okay, I'm going to take this guy's head off if I can. And I've got... What is that? That's a 19 on the dice.
That's a hit.
Okay.
Can you get a 20 because you do have advantage because you stop.
Oh, all right. I'll try again. I got a 16 on that second one. So the 19. And all right. So D10 is a 10.
Nice.
And radiant damage is 1.
So 15 slashing and 7 radiant.
Okay. And then I roll a D4, is that right?
To from your bless?
Okay.
Yeah, you don't need to.
I don't need that one right now. Right. Okay.
So roll
again. Okay, so that's my first one, and then my second hit is 16, and I can roll 16, it twice. 16 is good.
High enough, but you do have advantage for the attack, so yes, you can roll again.
Okay. Second one was 18.
So 18
so I guess I go with that. All right, so...
You've been saying what you have on the die, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a plus 7 for everything.
Modifiers, so they were both hits, but...
Okay, so it's fine.
It's see if you get a crit anyway. So bottom line, your second attack is hitting.
Okay, I rolled a 7 on the D10.
7 plus 3 is 10, plus 2 is 12.
Okay, this thing is well and truly bloodied.
Good. I think I'm out of options at this point.
All right.
Wait, she's adding plus 3 to her rage damage, so add another 2 on.
Noted. Okay.
Okay.
Now, Stunning Mick Stunnerson is no longer stunned because we have already gotten to the end of Sox's next turn.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I did another stun.
Oh, that's right. So he,
oh.
He's still stunned.
He's still they're just standing and taking it. He's not impressed. He's really regretting some choices that he made recently.
I love monks. DMs hate monks.
Win the game with this one weird trick. DMs hate it. It's called roll a monk. Give them rogue levels. I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I appreciate it because if you're really powerful, it just means I get to pick more powerful enemies for you to fight.
That's true.
Yeah. And balance is restored. Speaking of balance... it's this other guy's turn, and he is going to use a bonus action called Devastate. It sounds lovely, I think. So he already has his sword drawn. He is using a great sword, by the way. And he holds it out, and the sword, you would say it glows, but the sword itself gets darker. It actually the metal of it turns black. But it's radiating this blackness. The same way that a sword that had light on it would radiate light, this is radiating malevolence.
So did all of the other swords used to laugh and call it name?
So that would be if it was glowing red. It would not let them play in all of their war games. And it is going to make 3 attacks. All of them against Daldane.
Neat.
Yay. Okay. So that is a 12, and that is a 12, And that is a 10.
Well, my armor class is 13, so thank goodness he's not very good at hitting me.
You're so lucky.
He uses major bonus action. He goes, ah, slash, slash, slash. And you're standing there going, that all you got?
Come at me, brah.
Dolding took one step to the left, and that was all that was needed to dodge. Well, that's all they can do at this point. So we are now on to Daldane's turn. What would you like to do in retaliation for this failed attack?
Otto's irresistible dance.
Interesting.
He does the floss. He figures if he has to dance, he's going to make you feel bad too.
That's fair.
Tough, but fair. Anything else?
No, I'm saving my bardic inspiration.
All right.
I am backing off to be with the rest of the group, sorry.
Okay, and my understanding is he gets to try to save against it during his turn.
Yes, he has to spend an action to make a wisdom save.
All right. Otto's irresistible dance. That spell is broken.
Does he get to make a save when he takes damage? Can I punch him?
Yes.
Yay!
And you have an advantage on attack rolls against him.
Nice.
The dance is, in fact, irresistible.
Love having a bard in the group. I always get to do sneak attack.
Love having a bard in the group, a barbarian in the group, and a sorcerer in the group, and a monk in the group, and a rogue in the group, and a cleric in the group. I love all of this. Thank you for
being Yay!
Speaking of sorcerers in the group, Zeely.
Mm-hmm. Burn it down!
There is a somewhat bloodied, stunned dragonborn in front of you, and down the hall in the other direction, there is a dragonborn that is doing a new dance sensation that is sweeping the world, unfortunately.
It looks like they have things under control over there. Zeely is going to use her action to create a line of fire 15 feet long and 5 feet wide, and she's going to point it at the person she ran around the corner to find. Like, okay. the guy who cast the spell. That's the word I was looking for.
Okie dokie. So what do I have to do?
He needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
Fun fact, when you're stunned, dex saves don't work as well as you would intend normally.
They're an all fail.
Yeah.
It's out wonderful. Of curiosity, I rolled, and it doesn't matter that he's stunned. It really doesn't. Oh, if I was Chris, I'd be swapping my dice out at this point.
My dice are rolling not bad with my modifiers, so I'm okay with it.
Okay, so how much damage are you attempting to do as you flambe this dragonborn?
Zeely never fails to satisfy. Burns everything down.
Mm-hmm. It looks like 24 fire damage.
Okay, give me a perception check.
And I ignore resistance to fire damage.
Oh, certainly. Give me a perception check.
Okay, let's see.
I love it.
14.
You have just healed your opponent for 24 points.
The heck? That doesn't usually do that!
What?
What
he
the?
Smiles at you.
It's impressive when he's stunned.
Oh, this is going to be interesting.
Oh, no.
Anything else?
Yes. How... No, actually, no. I'm not going to do that. That requires concentration. I'm going to quicken a chromatic orb. Wait, actually, do I still have... Is there still anyone with... I'm guessing I don't have pack tactics right now. Okay.
No, I'm down there.
I'm not. Yeah.
Oh, you're down there. Yeah.
Yeah. Gox is on one. Stox is on the other. You got pack tactics.
Okay.
Gox, yep. Marwise, and Zeely are at Stunny McStun Pants. Daldane and Stox are at the other guy.
In that case, quickened chromatic orb.
Well, 23 just barely glazes. Well, yeah. He's hit. Roll your damage.
Okay.
And what are you picking for your damage type?
Thunder.
It's too bad you're not fighting Tabaxi. Thank you. I'm here all week.
Okay. 21 points.
Zili giveth and she taketh away.
In that order, even.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with this. All right, so we have been playing for roughly an hour. Obviously, we're not done with combat yet, but we just ended the turn. So do you want to take five? This is a good break point if we need to.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to press some buttons and we'll be right back. Okay. Theoretically, we're back.
Woo!
But in actuality, we're back.
Excellent! It's always good when those match up.
It is, isn't it? So, where we left off, we were at the end of the initiative order, and we're starting up again. So, it is Sox's turn. You are currently in front of a not-stunned Dragonborn.
Okay. But he is dancing.
Wait. Yeah.
Yeah, but he is dancing a merry jig.
So I'm going to take my do two strikes on him. Natural 20.
Whoops.
I get to roll all the d6s.
Oh my.
Oh no.
Tune in next week when Chris has stopped adding the d6s that he rolled.
First strike, 41 points of piercing. And I'll throw in a stunning strike just for good measure.
That is a 2 on the die.
So he's dancing sluggishly because he's also stunned.
He's stunned.
He's what?
He's stunned. He can't physically dance anymore.
And that's till the end of my turn. Okay, second attack. 22.
A 22 hits.
7 points of piercing.
That's not nearly as impressive.
I know, 41 down to 7, but still. I don't get sneak attack on subsequent attacks. And I'm not going to spend a key for flurry of blows. I'm just going to do a basic unarmed strike. But that is a 23.
I'm sorry?
That's 23 to hit, and it's okay. 9 points of bludgeon.
Okie doke. All right, and that's the end of your turn, which means the one around the corner is no longer stunned, and he'll be able to do something.
Yes.
Marwise, you have just seen Zili heal your opponent.
And then shout about, that doesn't usually happen.
And then deal more damage than the heal. So
yeah, no, not more damage. Actually, slightly less damage because it's 24 than 21. But moving on, what would you like to do?
All right. So, how far away is the bloody dragonborn?
A little over 5 feet.
Okay, so I should be able to cast a regular spell. Oh, this spell's only a bonus action, so yeah, should be able to cast this. My spiritual weapon will still get an attack, and then I can attack with my hammer, so going to open up with the attack with my spiritual weapon, I guess.
Unfortunately, an 11 is not high enough.
And that was a nat 1 on the attack roll.
Well, that too.
So then I'm going to cast Holy Weapon on my hammer. So if I manage to connect with my hammer, at least I'll be doing some extra damage.
And that's another nat 1.
Oh, no.
Ouch.
I seem to roll the same number a lot twice in a row. Not well.
Oh, well. Well, next up will be Gox.
All right. So I'm going to hit him with my battle axe and try to take off his head. That's how you know he's dead. And I got a 20.
Yes! Awesome.
Yay!
We're going to roll two
d10s.
Awesome.
Two d6s.
2d10s and 2d6s. Awesome. All right, let me get that. Where's the other one? There it is. Okay, I'm going to roll them both at the same time. Whoops, one fell off. Okay, I have a 4 and a 5 on the d10s. And then the d6s. Got a 3 and a 2. So somebody math that in my head.
All right. Yeah. So that's 9. Nope. That's 15 points of slashing. And what was it? A 3 and a 2?
Yep.
And 11 points of radiant.
All righty. And for your next trick?
And for my next trick, I'm going to try it again. And I've rolled a 12 that time. Do I get to reroll or
you
no
are
on
rolling
that?
With advantage because there are. You're not the only kobold directly in front of this thing.
Yeah. All right. Next one's a 5. So I guess I had, what was the first one? A 12, I thought?
Okay.
Oh, can I roll?
Plus 7.
Oh, plus 7. Well, 12 okay.
12 plus 7 will take it over the threshold. Yes, you hit.
Cool. All right. So this time I get 1 d10.
I was hoping for another crit.
Yeah, I know. Well, can't always crit. All right. So I got an 8 on that, and I don't get the radiant damage this time.
No. So 8 plus 6 is 4.
Okay. Noted.
All right.
Next up is their turns, and the stunned dancing dragonborn, that is not a combination I ever expected to have occur. He's going to try to resist Otto's irresistible dance so that he'll only be stunned and not stunned but compelled to dance at the same time.
He can't. A stunned creature can't take actions or reactions.
Oh.
Yep.
You're right.
Oh my gosh.
So he's like, must dance, but can't dance, but must dance, but can't dance. He doesn't know if he's so grateful or not for being stunned.
I guess
this is essentially
flops around or flails around a bit.
This is essentially me making sure he keeps dancing.
This is the socks equivalent of shooting at the floor. In a cowboy movie.
I'm not familiar with that off the top of my head, but I appreciate that Alice is in chat and asked if this is like restless leg syndrome. Kind of apt, actually, yes. Otto's irresistible restless leg syndrome.
Oh my.
But the other one can do stuff. So the other one is going to do stuff. He is going to use his devastate ability, and he's going to attack 3 times, and he's going to have all 3 of those strikes go up against not Gox.
Really? That's a surprise.
No. Zeely.
Yes?
He's attacking you. Now, he's going to have to roll with disadvantage, but let's see what he can do. So what's your armor class?
14, but I have shield, so I can temporarily boost it to 19 as a reaction.
Okay. Well, that's going to be a 16.
Yeah, I'm going to cast shield.
Okay.
And it lasts until the start of my next turn, so my AC is 19 until the start of my next turn.
Okay. And then that means the second attack is a miss. And this third attack is also a miss because that cloak you've got is making all the rolls be at disadvantage. So he keeps hitting where you should be, but not where you are. All right. So that's their turn.
Oh, by the way, are they ending their turn within 5 feet of me? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's terrible.
As a matter of fact, he was attacking you specifically, so he was within 5 feet. How much damage do you heal?
This is terrible. I should cancel that, but also I want to stay immune to fire damage. Oh, no. I have to. I shouldn't have reminded you, but also this is funny, too. He heals 2 damage from standing near Zeely.
A paper cut that he got earlier today when mailing a letter to his ailing mom has healed. Don't feel bad. His mom is also evil. All right. So that's their turns. Daldane, you're up.
Can I see the non-stunned Dragonborn at this point, or is he still around the corner?
He's on the other side of the corner, so no, you cannot see them from where you are.
Okay, I'm going to move until I can see both of them.
Okay, you're standing next to Marwise.
And then I'm going to cast Dissonant Whispers at the one that's not stunned as a fourth level.
What do I have to roll?
It's a wisdom saving throw against 14.
Well, its wisdom saving throw is actually plus 5, which is pretty darn good, but I rolled a 2.
Oh, no.
So not going to cut it. This would be a much more challenging fight if I could roll to save anything at this point.
Sorry!
So it takes 23 psychic damage and has to flee.
Okay, but does he flee as a reaction or flee on his next action?
As a reaction. Must immediately use its reaction, if available, to move as far as its speed allows away from me.
Okay, so you use Distant Whispers, and then he does that thing from Princess Bride, where he holds up his sword and then immediately books it in the opposite direction. Anything else you'd like to try?
I'm going to give a bardic inspiration to Marwan.
I would love it if you give a bardic inspiration to one of your opponents so I could roll slightly better. Put some challenge into it.
So what does bardic inspiration do for me?
You get 1d10 that you can add to any one ability check, attack roll, or saving throw.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
All right.
Zili. I like the combination of Dissonant Whispers and Bardic Inspiration.
All right.
Everyone you love is going to die. Hey, nice work. Sorry, Zili. Go ahead.
Zili is going to cast Chromatic Orb.
At who?
The one she accidentally healed. She has to, you know, fix that.
Zili giveth and Zili taketh away.
And that's not going to hit that poor third level spell slot I wasted. Oh well. Quickened Chill Touch. I'm going to solve the healing problem.
Now, Chill Touch, is that something where you need to be able to physically touch them?
Nope, ranged spell attack.
Ah,
it
okay.
Just summons a ghostly skeletal hand, which we know where Zili got this, okay? We know why she picked up that spell.
I assume because she's friends with Daldane.
That too, honestly, yeah.
Sorry.
Let's see.
What do
see.
I have to do for Chill Touch? Are you rolling to attack?
I'm rolling an attack roll, and come on, let me subtract.
Chromatic Orb.
Oh no! Come on! That's that one!
Do you still have that Bardic Inspiration?
Yeah, I
That's
do.
That's not going to help against the nat one, though.
It's not going to help.
Doesn't matter what your bonuses are when you crit fail.
So, there's some flailing around and Zili firing off spells that honestly involve less literal fire than usual. And, yeah, it's just kind of a mess. There's a ghostly skeletal hand waving around, trying to grab the guy. A chromatic orb of thunder slams into a wall and, well, thunders.
So, basically, this dragonborn, who is currently fleeing in terror, feels like he is the protagonist in some movie. Because he's running as everything's exploding around him and beams of light are flying by and orbs of various things are just narrowly missing him.
Everyone sees it in slow motion.
Yes. Meanwhile, Daldane has acquired a breathing problem and a black helmet and is just walking down the hallway slowly going... But never mind about that. All right, so, start of the next turn. Sox.
Okay, I'm going to use my first attack on the guy that's in front of me, dancing while stunned. That is a 22 to hit.
That'll hit.
You know what I'm going to say.
Say it.
Stunning strike.
That is a 1.
Nice. He takes 22 points of piercing damage. I'm going to then book it down the hallway to where this guy is. And I want to kind of... I'm going to add some flair to this. I want to...
Can be active?
Business speed are already active. They've been active for this whole fight.
I was asking if they were still active was the question. But
yeah, it's okay. 10 rounds they're active.
So you are the only person in this party who can make it all the way to him.
Yes. I want to get there, and I kind of want to run up the wall a little bit, jump off, and Superman punch him in the with an unarmed strike.
You cut off there, but I'm going to assume the word you used was face.
Yes, I'm going to Superman punch him in the face after jumping, running up the wall
the
and jumping.
Doesn't, it's not as intimidating.
No.
I'm going to punch him in the clavicle.
That is 19 to hit.
You hit.
Okay, stunning strike.
Oh, well, that's better. That is better. What's my target number?
14.
Now, you see, when I was rolling low all the time, I didn't need to remember the target number because it was like, well, whatever it is, it's higher than 5. But that is a 15 on the die.
Damn. Okay, so he doesn't
about
get...
darn time.
As a bonus action, I'm just going to land and then turn and punch.
Okay. Well, what was your damage for your first strike? Or are you adding it all at once?
Oh, sorry. It was a 1 plus 5, so 6.
Okay.
Second is a 28 to hit. It was a natural 19.
Okie doke.
And 7 points of bludgeoning. 7 points of gonad.
Alrighty.
And that's my turn.
So, in my headcanon, what's taking place... I keep saying headcanon, but I'm the DM. Forget headcanon. This is what happens. Azili's strikes are, like, exploding everywhere, and this dragonborn is trying to run away. One of the explosions that occurs, you just see socks fly through it, doing a Superman punch to the guy's head.
Yeah.
Go, socks! Yeah!
You have... plus 3 cool points until the end of the next turn.
I'm sorry, but the combination that this group has just has so many just cool ways to do stuff. I love it.
And I appreciate it as well. So, Marwise.
All right, is the one who's running away, is he still alive?
He is still alive, just very badly pummeled.
All right, how far did he move? Because I can only move my spiritual weapon 20 feet as a bonus action without having to recast it.
At this point, he is 35 feet away from you. The next closest one is 15 feet away from you and currently trying to dance.
All right, so that sounds like I should be able to move my spiritual weapon to attack him, correct?
In theory.
All right, so, yep. Gonna use my bonus action to change the targets of my spiritual weapon and let it roll an attack here. And the Bardic Inspiration did that. Oh, wait. Actually, first I'm gonna cast Lesser Restoration on myself, so I'm no longer poisoned.
Okie doke.
And now I'm gonna use my bonus action to move the thing. And does Bardic Inspiration, does that give me a 10 or a D10?
A D10.
And if I use it on a roll where I have advantage, do I add it to both rolls?
What you would do is you would still roll for advantage, with advantage, and then whichever roll is higher, if it's not high enough, you can then choose to add the D10 to it.
Okay. We have to add the 7 to that, so that's a 15.
A 17 is higher. A 17 is not going to be high enough, but... you can add your D10.
Let me add my bless roll as well.
Oh, if you add your bless roll, its AC is 18. So with your bless adding 1 point to a 17, you've hit it. I forgot about your bless.
So a 21 will definitely hit.
Yes.
Roll. All right. So that's a 2d8.
If you'd been able to hit the one that ran away, you would have had another Will It Blend moment.
All right, but unfortunately he ran too far away. But I do 10 damage to this other guy.
Okie doke.
And that's my turn.
Okay, Gox, you are okay, not in striking distance of any bad guys, but you could run to
right.
either one of them.
Okay, so I know my brother went flying down the hall after one of them, so I figure he's got it. I'm going to turn around and go after the other one that's dancing, apparently, which I think is really weird.
He's kind of... He's wiggling a little bit like he wants to dance, but he's stunned.
Okay, so I'm going to hit him with my battle axe, try to take off his head and end his misery and ours, because he's doing the floss dance. Okay, I've got a 17 on the dice, plus something, right?
That'll hit.
That'll hit, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so got a 10 on the D10. And 3 on the D6. I don't know what that comes out to.
A lot.
A lot. I don't remember how to work that out.
I'm working it out.
Okay, thanks.
All right. So for your next trick?
Okay, I'm going to do it again. And that one hit something. That one did not. Well, that's a 4. Can I reroll? Yes? No?
Yeah, because your attack... Actually...
I don't know if there's any kobolds near me.
Everyone who was fighting this guy went away, so you don't have advantage for these strikes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's stunned. He's stunned.
Yeah, because you stunned him during that turn and then ran.
So he's still stunned.
Different opponents. Yeah, he is still stunned. I was thinking, well, it was the end of your
turn. And he's still dancing as well, so there's like mega ways to get advantage on this.
Yeah. It's a shame that advantage does not stack, but that would become way too broken. So yes, you get to roll again.
Okay.
Long story short-er, you get to roll again.
Yeah, I got a 20 that time.
Nice!
Yay. Roll 2d10.
Alright. So one of them is a 4, and one of them is an 8.
So 12 plus 6 is 18. Did you hit the first one?
We already did the damage for the first one.
Okay. Then 18.
Alrighty.
Okay, and I think that's all I can do.
Okay. Now it's their turns. When you're stunned, you cannot use an action to resist Otto's irresistible dance. It is proving to live up to its name. And the other one, who ran 35 feet away, is now in a smoke-filled corridor with a very small, mid-sized dragonborn, perhaps. Weird dragonborn. Has a tail. You don't expect that from a dragonborn normally. Punching it in the face, which is remarkable because you shouldn't be able to reach that high. So what's he going to do about this? He does have options. Ooh, his Devastate renewed. So that's 3 attacks. I'm going to roll all at once.
You're looking for 9.
Your AC is 19?
Yes.
Okay. So that's 2 hits, one of them a crit.
Okay.
So here's what takes place. The normal damage that you encounter, let's do the non-crit first. That's going to be 11 points of slashing damage and 3 points of fire damage.
Okay, hold on. Because I was going to do uncanny dodge on the crit.
Okay.
So is this a non-crit?
I was figuring out the non-crit first.
Okay, so how much was that, sorry?
11 and 3, so 14 total.
Okay, so 10 pet points gone, still full.
Okay, and you're going to uncanny dodge. That means half damage, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
It helps if I'm actually typing in chat. So 15, 16, 18, because it's 3 points of fire damage as well. So you take half of that. That's going to be 9 points of damage from the crit attack.
Okay.
But in addition to that, those 2 attacks each do 3d6 necrotic damage.
Okay, so for the crit, though, I'd still get uncanny dodge.
I'm going to double the die and then half it. This is the non-crit.
Okay.
I wonder if they'll let me do this. Sweet!
Rounding down, yeah?
Sidekick will reduce by half. So, yeah, you take 12 points of damage from the crit.
Okay, still good.
That is a lot of damage, all added up.
Since I'm still good.
I'm not sure you were ever good.
Oh, no. Like moral-wise? God, no. But, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. And the other guy is still trying his best to groove to the beat. The rhythm was going to get him, and it did.
Okay.
Daldane.
Okay, so... they're both still up. that right?
They are both varying degrees of up, yes.
And you'll be glad to know I am out of key point.
Aw, no more stunning strikes?
Oh, Gox is next to the...
Next to the stunned guy right now.
Me and Gox are just going back and forth on these guys.
Yeah, we're like trading enemies. Mm-hmm.
Although at this point, it'll take over a full movement to run from one to the other.
You say that.
For most of the party, it's more than a full movement.
Okay. I'm going to cast Vampiric Touch on the... And I'll move up to him.
On which one?
The one I hit.
Okay.
No, I take...
Okay.
The one that's dancing like no one's watching.
Yes.
He apparently prefers an audience. He's not really dancing.
I am going to cast Dissonant Whispers on him, too.
Okay. So for Vampiric Touch, you add an attack roll on your part?
I'm not doing Vampiric Touch.
Oh, okay.
I am casting Dissonant. Okay. Yes, at third level.
That's a roll for me?
Yeah, Wisdom save. Remember it. Wisdom save versus 14.
That's an 18 on the die. He's fine.
Okay, so he takes 5d6 divided.
He made his save.
Yeah, so he takes half damage. And doesn't have to flee. So that's 7 points of psychic damage.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
Okay. Zeely.
Yes.
You got one about 35 feet down the hall from you, fighting Sox, and you've got another one that is somewhat stunned, and there seems to be a serious attempt being made to cut his head off. From your current position, you are not actually healing anyone.
Thankfully. Try to keep one of them alive. Like, knock him out or something. Zeely's calling out to the people who are being stabby.
Does that include Gox?
I guess Gox is being slashy, but...
He's being slashy, yeah. Okay. All right. So Gox hears you and says, all right, I'll try.
Dang it, why don't I still have Web? I got rid of Web and it would come in handy. All right. How much in bad shape do they seem to be?
Based on Sox's previous performance, it is quite possible that this will be the last round of combat for the one he's fighting. The other one is also bloodied, but not nearly as bad off as the one that Sox is fighting.
One moment, I need to check something. Right. Zeely is going to do something that she has not done at any point in game so far. Zeely is going to draw her quarterstaff.
I forgot she had one of those.
So did I. But she does.
It's like the javelins that were discovered on Gox's character last time. Like, oh, yeah.
Right, yeah. I think he only had one, but yeah. And it's gone now because it was last time.
Barbarians usually start with 4 of them.
Really? Yes, maybe I have 4 of them.
Yeah, 4 of them.
I have 3 left. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize. Okay. Good to know.
So the one that Sox is fighting, Zeely,
35 feet away from you.
Okay, technically, I think that's just out of reach. No, wait, within five feet.
I'm wrong. It's only 30 feet away from you because you were close enough to it before it ran for it to be striking you.
Oh, yeah.
So you are 30 feet away from it.
So she can get into range, no problem. Okay.
Yeah.
Zeely is going to rush over to him, and she is going to knock him out with her quarterstaff.
Give me an attack roll.
All right, this is going to be interesting. Let's see. That's not going to hit.
Well, roll again because you have pack tactics.
Oh, am I not poisoned anymore?
That's a good question.
A minus 10, right?
If it's close, you still are under the effects of Bless, so you can add a d4.
Oh, and I have the inspiration. So that's plus 3. And I... 1d10. And that's... Okay, 9 plus 13 is 22.
22. A 22 will hit.
And I guess I can use both hands to be doing this because I'm not doing any spellcasting or anything this round. So, 5 points of bludgeoning damage, and I'm trying to do it non-lethally.
I would ask you how you want to do this, but you've already specified. So, you do... After it has been whittled down and whittled down and whittled down, you come up and smack it over the head with a big stick.
Yeah, I think that is the first weapon attack Zili has made through this entire campaign.
I believe that's the case.
Yeah, I think so too.
So he remains standing for just a little bit, then wobbles and falls face first onto the ground.
Right, then we can ask him questions later. I should stand further away from him.
I know what you meant. And I agree with you, but at the same time, if you take a step back from this, we rendered him unconscious. Now to ask him questions.
Yeah. That,
But yes, you have successfully captured one of your opponents so that you can give him questions afterwards.
Yes, I am. Oh yeah, I'm out of movement. I stop concentrating on Investiture of Flame.
A wise decision.
Mm-hmm.
Although, if you want to keep this guy alive, maybe you want to keep doing that. But whatever.
Stabilize him. That's all we need. Just stabilize him.
Yes. So we're at the beginning of next turn. Sox.
Okay,
I would say
you've got
too
him.
Far away to do anything, but that'd be a lie for you.
I'm going to go kill the other one.
And he runs and... slides at the end as it does the corner, starts running up the wall, does the Superman punch like he did.
And it's all in slow motion from Sox's perspective. It's kind of like Quicksilver.
Natural 19, so 28 to hit.
All right. What's your damage?
That's just an unarmed strike for this one, so that's 8 points of bludgeoning. And as he lands, go for the throat with a dagger. It's a 23 to hit.
Okay.
20 points of piercing. And I'll just do an unarmed bonus strike.
Given that laugh, I'm not sure you need...
Just to be safe, that's 20.
You said 20?
21 to hit.
That's a hit.
And that's a 6 on the die, so that's 11 points of bludgeoning damage for the unarmed.
Okie doke.
And he's no longer stunned because my turn's over, but he's still dancing.
He is grooving to the beat. Okay, Marwise.
All right. So, let's see. I'll start off with a spiritual weapon attack. First one's at 25 without Bless or Bardic Inspiration.
Okie doke. What's your damage?
Sure, I'm not force damage.
14 total.
How do you want to do this?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Will it blend?
Okay, so it's you. No, oh, now you're from a you're at a distance, so you're okay. Gox and Sox,
mm-hmm.
I think, are the two that are right up there.
Yep.
You are. Coated.
I'm gonna shake it off like a dog would if they got all wet.
Oh no! Oh no!
There are where your shadows would be cast. There's mm-hmm. an outline, but the walls and the floor and the ceiling are tinged in red particulates.
Prestidigitation.
I do press the digitation, but only on myself.
And then Z comes over and does the rest of it. And Prestidigitation has probably never before been used to remove a corpse. But it can be used to remove tough stains. And this stain was tough.
But isn't anymore.
No.
Zeely wants to keep Gox from shaking anything, any more of this off. Zeely's going to come over and prestidigitate him clean before...
before I keep doing that.
I imagine Gox would continue to do it for a while before he realized, oh, wait, yeah, it's definitely all off at this point.
Yeah, yeah, it would take a minute or two, and then he'd get his arms and go, hey, oh, that worked.
Whew, that was fun.
Wow.
Okay, so you have an unconscious dragonborn that tried to kill you, and no visible sign of the other dragonborn. He seems to have escaped.
We should go, like, tie up that other one. Casey,
all right. I do have rope if anyone needs it.
I'll pull up my rope because I think I still have. I still have 50 hemp rope. I'll pull up my rope and hog tie him.
Okay.
Ye doggy.
Well, we've been playing for about 2 hours, so I think the end of this battle is a good point to end the session for this week. We will deal with the repercussions for your actions, because how dare you defend yourselves?
See, that's why I knocked one of them out. Because then we can ask questions and possibly acquire proof that they didn't...
We have a cleric now.
You attacked him. You were coming right at him. He acted in self-defense.
We had a few more witnesses, though. Than he
Do I know what spell he tried to use on me?
No. And if he says that you snuck up on him, he'd be telling the truth.
I mean, I walked out and made it very clear I was there and spoke to him.
You first snuck up to him.
You were sneaking on us.
Marwise is a cleric.
Zone of truth,
can
baby.
Choose from... Yeah.
I do have zone of truth.
Also, we are in a temple full of paladins and clerics.
Yeah,
there's probably a lot of people who can cast Zone of Truth.
These guys didn't seem very paladin-y with their hurt.
Yeah, so, not out there. Suggestion, don't ask one of the ones trying to kill you to cast Zone of Truth, and you might be slightly better off. Well, on that note, thank you everyone for playing. Thank you everyone who listens. We've been joined by a bunch of fantastic people today, including Chris, Ellie, Io, Jen, and Cindy. Is there anything that anyone wants to plug?
My mom writes books. You can find them at elizabeth-mccoy.com.
I do a podcast based around Blizzard and World of Warcraft. You can find us at azerothctc.com. We're very weird people and very sweary people, so...
My website is bookofgen.net. It's got a lot of Diablo 3 stuff on it, some other gaming stuff, and things that have nothing at all to do with gaming. Two of those things are podcasts. One's about Diablo 3 and one is not, and that is at bookofgen.net.
I have a social media site at elekk.xyz where you can join and talk about games.